to Oh yeah, another thing too, with the first day that we had here like this,
I'd say that
they was 50%. I'd be willing to say that they was 50% of the people in Warsaw that stayed home the first day we had this day because they didn't think there'd be anything to it. Mm-hmm. When we talked about having a parade in Warsaw in a small community, there's kids participating in a greasy pole climbing. But when we said that we were going to have a parade in Warsaw, I said, there'd be nothing to it, never had one. It was interesting to listen to these remarks. I could get them, I'd get them. And who would think about coming to a parade in Warsaw? Here's a write-up from Congressman Science, one of the finest examples of community interest that I have ever seen with Democratic Warsaw, Washington. August 5th, and they fund this out in each year, honored to do sponsorship for the Warsaw community and Paul Carter, the chairman. His work and that of the club was simply outstanding. 1,000 people participated in all day program, which was wholesome and happy on a fine parade. So, but, we get good coverage on it. And here's another thing, the reason you see so much, here's the same fella, look at him dancing. See him having fun? He's 68 years old. I had him yesterday in this homecoming parade down at Vernon. Mm-hmm. Calling hogs, just giving a demonstration of calling hogs, going, Pee! Come here, Pee! You know, that's old-fashioned hog calling, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. Well, he thinks that he's a champion, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, he is. I had him in a truck calling hogs, and he rides down these parade routes. We had him in the big rodeo parade in Bonneville. Mm-hmm. And he waves at people. Well, I had an old lady, too, that was her picture in here somewhere. She's 80-something. And, but these people, that's all medicine. But it's a really a blessing to me to see these people enjoy themselves, and I certainly believe that I'm sure that he would have never had that much enjoyment in his lifetime without such a thing as this. I mean, this has been helpful. Maybe it might have been something else, but certainly I've added some joy to his life. I feel that way about it. I don't see what I'm hunting. Maybe I'm taking too much of your time, but I did want to get a copy that was running. Wait a minute, here it is, right here. Here's the copy of it.
Was there a lot of Scottish settlement there?
Yeah. In fact, they tell me, I don't know, I don't study too much about my family background, really. Mm-hmm. But they say that we were descendants of Scotland and Ireland.
Mm-hmm. About how big is Warsaw
now? I would say now that the population within the city limits is somewhere in the neighborhood of 500. Mm-hmm. The registered voters here, now this is some indication, but still, again, you can't go by that because these people that's voting, and what I call registered voters that's voting outside of the city limits, they're in the community, you see what I mean? So I'd say within the city limits itself of Warsaw, there's 500 people.
Where do most people work around here? Can I?
You can have it. I got an extra copy. Okay, now, the biggest portion, I would say of this, is the income of the families in Warsaw come from either come from welfare or social security or old age assistance. You see what I'm talking about? Now you're talking about the most families. Mm-hmm. I'd say the most come from that. Mm-hmm. Now other income is through the Department of Transportation in Chipley.